Okay. Lie on your back.
And begin by observing what kind of contact that you're making with the floor. As we have done in the past 2 weeks, we brought attention up to your shoulder blades, noticing what the shape of each shoulder blade is like, the size of each shoulder blade, and how much of each shoulder blade you can feel actually resting on the floor. And just notice what it's like for you to observe your shoulder blades now. Is it becoming clearer for you to sense each shoulder blade? Can you define each shoulder blade in the sense of following the edge around each shoulder blade? And then see if you can find the spine resting in between your shoulder blades. And what is the area like in between your spine and each shoulder blade? Does that area actually make contact with the floor? Does it feel raised away from the floor? Bring your awareness and attention onto your arms and notice how your arms are resting on the floor. Notice what happens at the elbows and at your wrists. Very gently begin to roll your head to the left and to the right. And notice what that feels like this morning. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. And sit either with the soles of your feet together or your legs crossed, whichever is most comfortable for you. Probably crossed, maybe, like Indian style. There you go. And now bring both of your arms straight up in front of you and begin to cross your left arm over your right. And begin to do a movement as if you were like sawing your arms. So it's your right and left crossing. That's it, very slowly. And as you do that movement, begin to let the elbows bend out to your side so your hands can start to wrap around you as if to get a hold of your shoulder blades. And you can pause whenever you need to rest your arms and come back to the movement. And when you start to cross the left arm method over the right, have your fingertips come up to the top of where your shoulders are. That's it. That's it. Now very gently, see if you can cross the left arm over the right and wrap your fingers around your neck. Is there a way? That's it. And just try several times, bring your arms back away from you and then cross the left arm over the right and see if it's possible to take the arms back around your neck. Just see how far around your neck you can feel. And perhaps you can begin to sense or imagine that you might be able to touch the fingertips behind your neck. Okay, pause for a moment, rest and see. Change the crossing of your legs. And now continue with the left arm and the left elbow being on top, and bring your hands around your neck. That's it. And just feel what happens in your back with your shoulder blades and your spine to actually wrap your hands around your neck. So do you keep your back kind of stiff, or think of softening your chest, folding your chest together, and let your back widen so the scapulas actually come away from each other. See if that idea makes it a little easier. Okay. Rest on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. And now one more time, cross your left arm over your right and wrap your fingers back behind your neck. And even if the fingers are not interlaced and they're hardly touching, in this configuration, just begin to lift your arms and hands up over your head. So it's almost like that. And then lower them back down. That's it. And do that again. And lower them back down. And imagine the shape of the hole that you're creating through your hands for your head. And as much as possible, you want to keep the configuration with your hands. Like you loosen it and then you bring the shape back down. Great. And rest in sitting. Hot. It's better than cold. Okay. Bring your left arm straight out in front of you with your thumb turned down and cross your left arm over your right. Have the thumb down again. And now interlace your hands. There you go. And begin to fold the hands down towards your belly. And bring them up through the space towards your chest. And then see if you can begin to lengthen them out in front of you. And then you reverse the movement. That's it. And feel what you need to do with your pelvis and your back and your spine to start folding the arms underneath towards your chest. And then what do you need to do with your spine to lengthen the arms out in front of you? So as you begin to fold the arms underneath, you need to allow your pelvis to round back and your spine to soften, the chest to soften. And then as you begin to lengthen the arms out in front of you, you begin to extend your back and sit taller. That's it. And just continue the movement just a few more times, really paying attention to the elbows. And sense the timing of when your elbows actually widen very wide to create space for the arms to come underneath. And then the elbows come very close together. And in actuality, the right or the left elbow begins to cross on top of the right when they come close together. Good. Rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, bring your arms straight up in front of you and cross your left over your right. Interlace your hands. And begin to fold the arms down towards your chest and belly, scooping them up towards your face, and then lengthening them back out in front of you, and then reversing the movement. That's it. And just do as much as comfortable. Again, really pay attention to how the elbows really need to widen as you fold the hands down towards your chest. And then the elbows need to come very close together to lengthen the arms straight out in front of you. So what needs to happen in the shoulder blades to allow the elbows to come crossing in front of each other? So if you can imagine the inside edge of each shoulder blade, the edge that is closest to the spine, that edge needs to actually come closer to the spine for the elbows to unfold out in front of you. That's it. And let it go and rest. Once again, bring your arms straight up towards the ceiling and cross your left arm over the right. Your thumbs are directed down. Interlace your hands. And now gently fold the hands down underneath towards your chest. Bring them out up towards your face and lengthen them straight out in front of you. That's it. And feel how the left elbow begins to lengthen on top of the right elbow. That's it. That's it. Now, this next time that you start to fold the arms down towards your chest, allow the hands and arms to just kind of hang there. The elbows are softly bent. And take your hand configuration over to the left side and the right side of your neck. That's it. And again, pay close attention to what's happening with your shoulder blades and your elbows. So your elbows should be changing their relationship with one another as you take the hands over to the left side and the right side of your neck. So you want to bring the hands all the way up towards each ear. That's it. And now you'll start to feel how the elbows change. That's it. Change. Now leave the hands over by your right ear and begin to make an arc around your head, going over the top of the head and then coming over to the left side. That's it. Down to the left ear and then from the left ear back up over your head. That's it. To the right ear. And again, really notice what's happening through the forearm, through your elbows, through your upper arm. Sense how you're breathing. And let it go and rest on your back. Bring your arms straight up in front of you again. Cross the left over the right and interlace your hands. Begin to fold the hands down towards your chest, and now take the hands over to your right ear. And now, if it's possible, from your right ear, to take the left arm around your head so the hands are underneath your head. Yeah, say that right or wrong. The left arm, I guess, right? So, the left arm that comes over so that you bring the hands underneath the head, and then you reverse the movement so the left arm comes back over. That's it. So now the hands are coming back underneath the head. There you go. Now it's like you're making a hoop or a hole for your head to travel through with your arms. And again, paying attention to what needs to happen with each shoulder blade, with your ribs, with the clavicles, to make all of this possible. That's it, Linda. There you go. Good. Okay, and let that go and rest again. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. And in sitting, cross your left arm over your right, interlace your hands. Begin to fold them underneath your chest and extend them straight out in front of you, and then reverse the movement. And just see if that's becoming a little bit easier. Again, notice when you extend the arms out in front of you, how now the left elbow lengthens on top of the right elbow. So bring them all the way through, Linda, now further. Can you do that? Keep on going. This way. You're just stopping here. There. That's what I want you to do. That's okay. Now the next time that you extend your arms out in that configuration, begin to start sliding the left elbow over the right. Just back. Like you slide the left elbow into the space over by the right, bringing it the furthest place to the right side of the right elbow. That's it. And then slide it out and slide it in. And another way to think of it is that you bring the right arm underneath the left elbow. So just slide that in and out when you get really tired, rest. That's it. Oh, change the arms more. Left, that's it. Left, there you go. You had it the other way. There you go. That's it. Like I said, you can think of the right elbow coming underneath. There you go. Okay, now let's go back to the earlier movement of crossing your arms straight out in front of you, the left on top of the right, and bring your fingertips, around your neck, the first movement we did. So no interlacing. You bring the left on top of the right, and bring your fingertips, that's it. And can you start to touch the fingers behind your neck now? Is that getting a little easier? Okay, just do that movement a few times. Let it go, and then cross the arms again. And if it's possible to keep the fingertips touching, can you slide the hands up the back of your head and take your head out of the space and then put your head back in the space? That's it. There you go. Good. And rest on your back. This is not a good lesson for those people that like their hair to be a certain way. And just observe how you're making contact with the floor now. How are you sensing each shoulder blade now resting on the floor? Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. And now this time, start to cross your right arm over the left. That's it. And just begin with that and starting to wrap the hands around your neck. And just notice, does this feel easier or more difficult? For most people, they have a preference that one arm can cross above the other arm easier. That's it. Now bring the arms straight out in front of you, cross the right over the left, and interlace the hands. And start to fold the hands down towards your chest and gently bring them out again and then reverse the movement. Notice what you're doing with your spine and your pelvis, your head and your chest. When do the elbows widen, and when do the elbows come very close together? And if this configuration feels easier to you, see if you can explore what you're doing differently that maybe makes it easier. And if you're not sure if it's easier or more difficult, you can go back to the left crossing on top of the right for a moment and just observe what that's like. And then go back to the right crossing on top of the left. That's it. So is it easier, Mara, with the right on top? Right. So watch. Pay attention to what the right shoulder blade does. When you take the elbow forward, the right shoulder blade rises up towards your neck, towards your ear. Right? So start again with the right hand. Fold the arms, and then you see how it goes up? Now watch. Cross the left over the right, and it's like you don't let that happen. You see how the shoulder widens outward, but you don't let it lift up towards the back of the neck. Am I making sense?
Yeah,
but you don't know how to do it.
No, I think the problem is that the right arm won't
move down
as much as the left arm
won't work. Yeah, you're right. And it has to do with the ribs, which are underneath.
And it's the right shoulder's
just going to fall. So if my left is compensating, it helps me. Okay, and rest on your back. Now continue to lie on your back and lengthen your arms up towards the ceiling so that you can cross the right over the left, interlace your hands, and begin to gently fold the arms down towards your chest, and then unfold them. Just see what that feels like. Go through the full motion, just doing it very softly and gently. Again, pay attention to the timing of when your elbows widen, and then when your elbows begin to come together, and what happens with the scapulas in the back. Now just do the part of letting the arms fold down towards your chest and keep them there. And now take the hands over to your left ear and wrap over the top of the head and come over to the right ear and then go back over to the left ear. So you're making an arc around the top of the head. Your hands are sliding along the floor. That's it. And let that go and rest on your back. Bring your arms up towards the ceiling again and cross the right over the left. Interlace your hands. Take your hands down to soften towards your chest and then take the hands over to the right side of your neck and then take the hands underneath your head and then over to the left. So it's like you now make like a hoop for your head to travel through. And notice what happens when you need to lift your head. Do you lift your head by softening your chest? Or do you lift your head by holding your breath? And rest again on your back. And roll to your side and come up to sitting. And bring the right arm out in front of you. Turn the thumb down and now cross the right arm over the left. Interlace the hands and fold them underneath your chest. And then extend them out in front of you, letting the right elbow begin to cross on top of the left. That's it. And the next time that you extend the arms out in front of you, continue by bringing the right elbow further over to cross over to the left of the left. And again, another way of thinking of it is bringing the left elbow underneath the right elbow. That's it. Okay, rest in sitting for a moment. Now bring your arms up in front of you and turn your arms so that your palms are turned up. That's it. And let your elbows be loosely bent. And now just take your right elbow and place it on top of the left. That's it. So that your arms are connected, and then take them apart and do that again. Feel what needs to happen in your back with the shoulder blades, with your ribs, to cross the right elbow on top of the left. That's it. And see if you can keep your hands slightly bent and directed towards the ceiling so that that's it, that the arms are, the fingertips are up towards the ceiling. That's it. Now change over and start to bring the left elbow on top of the right. And see which one feels maybe more familiar, easier. back. Now, once you have the elbows crossed, can you then interlace the hands? Good. And then take it apart again. And do it again. Start by crossing the elbows first. And then interlacing the hands. That's it. Now, notice when your hands are interlaced, you have a little gap there. And think about taking your head to the gap so that your hands come over the top of your head and behind your neck. There they are. And reverse it again. That's perfect, Mara. So you can let the fingers slide away from each other, and then you reconnect them when they come in front of you, and you reconnect them when they come behind your head. Great. Rest for a moment and sitting. Now change over whichever elbow you crossed last time on top of the other. So do the opposite. So first start by the elbows crossing, then interlacing the hands. And then taking your hands to the top of the head. Bring your head through the gap. There you go. And reversing it. Great. Great. And rest on your back. Notice how you're making contact now with the floor. Notice how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. Can you clearly define each shoulder blade for yourself? How do you sense the area of your ribs that lies between the shoulder blades that connect to your spine? Do you have a clearer image of that area for yourself? Notice how your arms are resting along your sides. And gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. That's it. And then take another moment to just observe how your whole self is resting or making contact with the floor. How do you sense your spine? How is the lower back area resting, and how is your pelvis resting? And then when you're ready, you can roll to your side and come up to sitting and then standing.